In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service.
Hallelujah, 奉主的圣名开始我们晚上的聚会。
Let us all bow our heads in silent prayer, prepare our hearts.
我们同心默祷预备心。
Amen. Let us all rise together and sing hymn 101.
一起来唱诗101首。
Let us all now kneel together in prayer and ask for the Lord's guidance during our service.
那我们一起跪下来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们晚上的聚会。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
那愿大家晚安。
I'm so blessed and so thankful that for God allowing me to come to Southern California and to be able to share this evening in worship with you.
那感谢神能够带领我今天晚上能够来这边。跟大家一起在这今天晚上一起聚会。
Tonight's topic I'd like to share with you is how valuable is Jesus to you.
那今天晚上想用这个题目，就是神对我们来讲神耶稣对我们来说有我们多么珍惜。
If I were to ask all of you a question, what do you consider to be the of greatest value in your life?
那如果我问各位说，我们在我们生命里面最感觉最珍贵的是什么
？I suspect that most of you would probably say you would make a list of things.
我想我们都会去列一个列一些事项出来。
Perhaps you would say that your relationship with God is most valuable to you.
或许我们会说，我们对神的我们跟神的关系对我们来讲很重要。
Or your family, your children.
我们会说我们的家庭还是我们的孩子们
maybe financial security
是我们钱财财务上蛮重要的
good health
我们的健康
maybe good reputation
还是我们的我们自己的算名我们的名气
you know it's easy to say that these things are the most important things in your life
那我们可以想一想，那这些东西对我们来讲都很重要。
But what proof would you be able to show that these things really have a great value to you and are most important to you?
但是对我们来说，有什么证据还是什么把握，我们能够知道说这些对我们很珍贵、很重要
？Just let's suppose someone tells you that their marriage is the most important thing to them.
那如果有一个人告诉我们说他的婚姻对他来说他很珍贵他很重要。
But what if that same person is hardly ever home?
但是如果那个人很少在家呢?
What if they are always at work or they're always out playing golf?
那一个人常常都是工作很久还是他常常在外面打高尔夫球?
What if they're spending all their money gambling so that their children have no food to eat?
还是他们花很多钱在在赌博上，结果他的孩子们都没有食物吃。
Would you still believe them when they said that their family was the most important thing in their life?
你还会相信他说他自己说他婚姻还是他的家庭在他生命中他很珍贵很重要
？Of course we wouldn't.
当然我们不会相信。
So let's turn to our scripture for study this evening.
那我们先来看我们今天所要查考的圣经章节。
Matthew chapter 13.
马太福音十三章
，verses 44 to 46，
第44节到46节。
Now these are two parables, very short parables that we are all very familiar with.
这边有两个比喻都是我们熟悉的比喻。
Go ahead, you can read. Chinese, okay.
四十四节，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的，买这块地。四十五节，天国又好像买卖人。寻找好珠子四十六节遇见一颗重价的珠子就去变卖他一切所有的买了 这颗珠子
I think the Lord Jesus is asking us through these two stories what is most important to you
这边主耶稣借着这两个比喻来问我们说什么对我们最重要
Now the Lord tells us about two men who stumble upon treasures
这边讲到两个人他们都发现了宝藏
The first man is working in the field
有一个人他是在田里工作
And while he is working, he finds a buried treasure.
所以他在这块地工作的时候，他发现了这个宝贝。
Now he immediately reburies the treasure and he sells everything he has to purchase this land.
他就把那个宝贝藏起来，然后就变卖所有的去买这一块地。
In those days, it was not uncommon to for people in armies to bury their valuables.
啊，在那个时代啊，不是那么他们会把宝贝藏在地上，不是那么不寻常的事。
When an invading army was coming near, the only way that you could keep from losing your valuables would be to bury them.
啊，那如果是啊，在行军的时候，他们啊，要为了要保护他们自己的宝藏，啊，能够所做的就是把这些宝藏藏起来。
And the law in that time was very simple.
那在当时的律法很简单。
The person who owns the land also owns the treasure that is found on the land.
啊，那个所有那块。地是那个人如果拥有那块地，那在那块地找到的宝藏就是属于那一个人。
Now the next story is about a merchant who was looking for pearls.
那下一个是讲到一个商人，他在找个好珠子。
And in his search, he finds this perfect pearl.
他遇见了这一个很重价，这很好的珠子。
And knowing the value of the pearl, he sells everything he has so he could buy that pearl.
他知道这一个。珠子的价的重价，所以他把他所有的卖掉了，然后为了要买这一颗珠子。
Perhaps this man knew the value and he could resell it at a great profit.
或许这个人知道他这一个价值，珠子的价值比他买了之后他能够卖掉更好的价值。
Maybe he planned to borrow money based on the value of that pearl.
或许他也是要去借钱，为了就是要买这一颗。珠子。
But whatever he was planning, he knew that this pearl was worth taking the risk.
那不管他的计划是怎么样，他知道这珠子的价值是值得的。
Now it seems to me that the Lord Jesus is making some simple points in these two brief stories.
所以主耶稣在这边做了很简单要告诉我们的教训。
First of all, we will go to great lengths to obtain those things that we value.
第一，我们一定会花很多我们的精神要去得到我们感觉贵重的事。
In both parables, the men found something of great value.
这两个比喻里面，这些人都找到了很贵重的东西。
And they did whatever was necessary to purchase that item of value.
那他们愿意做任何事来拥有他们所找到的这些。
Don't we do the same thing?
我们也是这样子。
If we consider something to be of great value, we will go to great expense to obtain it.
我们如果觉得一件东西很珍贵，我们一定会花一切我们所能够做的，为了要得到那一些东西。
For example, we might take out a six-year loan to purchase a vehicle that we really admire.
就像或许我们会借会向银行借六年的贷款，为了要买一部我们很喜欢的车子。
We might spend a great deal of money on the latest computer equipment.
我们或许会花钱很多钱为了要买就是一部很好的电脑。
We always spend a lot of money on things that we think will make our life more enjoyable.
我们总是会愿意花很多的钱为了要使我们的生活更好一点。
Big screen TVs.
更大的电视。
Latest cell phones.
最新的手机。
Exercise equipment.
还是运动的器材。
You know, I usually find when I buy exercise equipment after about 1 month that equipment is a good place just to hang my clothes.
我常常发现当我运动买运动器材过了一个月之后那个就是我吊衣服的最好的用具。
We buy all kinds of toys and gadgets.
那我们买了很多很多好玩的的器具。
I heard an elder say one time that our checkbook will often reveal what we really value.
有一个长老曾经说我们的支票簿会告诉我们我们所注重的是什么。
And we also reveal our values by the time that we invest.
那我们所珍贵的也是我们如何我们能够在我们的怎么花时间上我们能够去知道。
For some of us, our time is more valuable than money.
有的我们生活里面我们的有的人我们的时间比我们的钱财更重要。
And when we give our precious time to someone or something, we are showing the value of that person or that object.
我们如果愿意给某一个人还是某一件事情我们的时间那就是代表我们珍贵那一件那个人或事情。
For example,
就像说
We are willing to invest many years in education because we value a degree.
我们愿意花很多时间在我们的学习，在我们的学习过程，因为我们为了要得到一份学位。
We may be willing to get up early every morning to exercise because we value good health.
我们愿意每一天早晨很早起来运动，因为我们注重我们的健康。
It just reminded me when I was in the airport, in Tampa coming to California.
就让我想到当我在 Tampa 的飞机场要飞来这边的时候。
I saw an old man wearing a T-shirt.
我看到一个老人，他穿了一件T-shirt.
And
衬衫。
The words on the shirt said very simply, you see, "Eat right, exercise daily, still die."
他说："你说吃得很健康，每天运动，那还是会死。
And how true is this?
那这是很真实的。
You know, we also made.Block out time on our calendar to spend with our family.
我们或许也会把我们的时间拨出来，为了就是要给我们的家人。
And hopefully we make time every day for God because we value our relationship with Him.
那特别我们盼望我们每一个人都有特别的时间，每一天给神，因为我们珍惜我们跟神之间的关系。
So just like our checkbook, our appointment book or calendar will also show what we value the most.
所以就像我们的支票簿还是我们的我们的时间上，我们就能够知道说我们是怎么样的珍惜那一些事情。
And we also reveal the value our values by the things to which we expend our energy.
那我们对于一件事上的投入，也是代表我们对那些事的珍惜。
People who value the way they look often put a lot of energy into maintaining their figure, their weight.
很多人很注重他们的外表，所以他们花很多时间来注重他们的体量、体重。
There are people who put a lot of energy into being successful in their work or their business.
很多人花很多的精神就是放在为了让他们的事业上更成功。
And when we see some people spend a lot of energy on their hobbies or their investments.
有人花了很多的精神在他们的嗜好上，还是他们自己的投资上。
If you go to any athletic event,
我们如果去一个运动的场所
，you can always tell which ones want to win the most because they are expending the most amount of energy.
我们常常可以知道说哪一个人想要赢，因为那个人就是会把更多的精神投入在。那一场比赛当中
Because they value winning.
因为他们很珍惜能够得胜
So the two men in our stories, they showed that they considered the treasure and the pearl to be valuable by the way they responded.
所以这两个人在这比喻当中是从他们的投入精神上能够知道他们对于这些事的珍惜
They immediately went and sold everything they had in order to obtain that treasure.
他们立刻的去变卖所有的为了要得到他们所找到的
If we value Christ, we will pursue Him diligently.
我们如果真的珍惜我们的主耶稣，我们会很投入的用我们的精神来追求神。
If we value a relationship with God, we will pursue it with all of our energy.
我们如果珍惜我们跟神的关系，我们会花我们的时间在追求神。
If we really want to live in heaven, we will show that by the way we live here on earth.
我们如果要怎么样活在天国，在地上，我们就是应该怎么样子的活。
The Lord Jesus is telling us that a person who is a part of the kingdom of God,
主耶稣告诉我们说，如果我们是属神国里的人
，that person will view that relationship with God much like these men saw the treasures found in the field.
那么那个人就会跟这两个人一样，好像找到宝贵一样的有那一种精神。
Or like the man who found the perfect pearl.
就像那个人找到宝贵的珠子。
So he wants us to understand that having a relationship with God should be our highest priority.
所以让我们了解我们与神的关系应该是在我们生命当中最重要的。
Let's turn to Matthew 6, verse 33.
马太福音的第六章三十三节。
Matthew 6, 33.
第六章三十三节。三十三节，你们要先求他的国和他的义。这些东西都要加给你们了。
You see, Lord Jesus was trying to get his disciples to understand that if they were truly going to follow him, they needed to be willing to follow completely.
所以主耶稣告诉他的门徒，你如果要跟从我，真的要完完全全的跟从他。
I can't think of a message that is more relevant to us than this one today.
那我没有办法再想到有任何另外一个讯息比这个更重要。
We live in a day and time when that is filled with superficial spirituality.
我们活在一个现在一个时代是好像很属灵的时代的当中。
Many people say they believe in God.
在表面上，很多人说他们相信神。
But their sense of commitment is weak or even lacking.
但是他们的投入，他们的是他们的完全的投入，几乎是没有，我们没有办法找到。
A lot of members may be committed to church and to spend a great deal of time being involved in the services and activities.
很多人愿意来教会聚会，还是参加教会的一些活动。
But are they just as committed to the Savior?
但是他们愿意有相同对于主耶稣有相同的投入吗？
You see, it's possible for us to be so committed to doing work in the church that we sometimes forget the real reason why we are doing that work.
有时候我们对于教会的工作很投入，但是却忘记了为什么我们要做这一些工作。
It is for our Lord Jesus.
目的其实是为了主耶稣。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3.
看腓立比书第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书第三章
verses 8-11
第八节到第十一节，第三章第八节，不但如此，我也将万事当作有损的，因我已认我主耶稣基督为至宝，我已为他丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。第九节，并且得以在他里面，不是有自己因律法而得的义，乃有信基督的义，就是因信神得来的义。第十节，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。第十一节，或者我也得以从死里复活。
Paul is saying we should consider everything else as secondary to our pursuit of a relationship with God.
保罗告诉我们，我们要把其他的放在第二个除了追求神以外。
One time in Tampa Church, during the week, I was doing some work, and a Korean minister from another denomination stopped by.
有一次我在台马教会工作的时候，有一位韩国教会的牧师来到我们教会。
He was wanting to rent our facilities on Sunday.
他想说在星期日的时候能够向我们教会租我们教会的场所。
He said that when he had come to the States 2 years ago.
他说他刚来美国两年前。
He started a family service in his home.
他从他家里开始有一个家庭聚会。
With six people.
就六个人。
And within 1 year, he was already over 100 people.
那在一年里面就有发展了成为100个人。
By the second year, it's about 150.
在第二年150个人。
And I asked him, how did you manage to do that?
那我就问他说，那你是如何的有这样的成果？
And he said that, and I'm only taking his word for it, but he said that in Korea, when someone, it doesn't matter what denomination you are, when they're ready toimmigrate to the United States, their pastors will sit down with them and counsel them.
他告诉我说，如果是韩国要移民到其他国家，他们如果是基督徒的话，他们的牧师会先跟他们有一个沟通。
And they are told that their first priority is God.
那就告诉他们说，你首先最重要，在你生命里最重要的就是神。
So they should try to relocate to where there is a church.
所以你应该移民到有教会的地方。
If there is no church, then they must start one.
如果那边没有教会，那你就要开始成立教会。
Second priority is family.
那第二个重要的就是你的家庭。
Third priority is education.
第三重要的就是教育。
Fourth is career or business.
第四才是啊，他们的工作还是他们的啊家啊家啊的啊他们的工作。
So I started thinking about that and started thinking about our church in general.
那我就开始想到我们教会。
And I thought, how many of us follow that sequence?
那我们有多少人是跟着这一个优先顺序？
Most of the time, it's education just first.
很多时候我们都是教育第一。
And after education, and business or career.
啊，再来就第二个就是我们的自己的工作还是事业。
And start a family.
还是再来就是我们的家庭。
And whatever time we have left over, we give to God.
啊，那我们所剩下的时间我们就给神。
Not in every case.
啊，当然不是都是这样。
But we do see it a lot.
但是这是很平常的。
So it made me think that perhaps we need to, in some cases, reevaluate our priorities.
所以让我就感觉说，有时候我们真的要调整我们的优先的次序。
So the question is, we must ask ourselves, how do we move in the right direction?
所以我们要问我们自己，我们要如何往对的方向走。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
再看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书十二章第一节、第二节，我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们面前前头的路程。第二节，仰望我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Now notice the steps that we should follow.
这边我们可以看到我们应该要跟从的步骤。
So first, we are to throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily ensnares us.
第一要放下各样的重担和容易拖累我们的罪。
In other words, we are to eliminate the things in our lives that keep us from pursuing a relationship with God.
所以我们要从我们生活里面把那些容易缠累我们来追求神的事情给它除掉。
Eliminate the things that are sinful, that are distracting to us.
把那些容易让我们犯罪还是让我们分心的事情给它放下。
And those things may be different for each one of us.
那这一些或许都是不同，在我们每一个人来讲都是不同的事情。
Maybe we have to cut back on business and personal commitments so that we can have more time for God.
或许我们在我们的事业上，我们需要减少我们的投入，所以我们能够给神更多的时间。
Maybe we need to change what we enjoy as entertainment.
还是我们对于我们感觉是娱乐的事情，我们需要做一些改变。
It might mean that we have to move out of an environment that is dragging us down spiritually.
还是我们需要从我们让我们信心堕落的地方离开。
Maybe we have to repent of certain behaviors like hatred, envy, bitterness.
还是我们一些我们所有的我们的里面的那种动机，像说是嫉妒还是嫉妒别人。
Maybe it means that we have to go to bed earlier so that we can be fresh and ready to read and pray in the mornings.
还是我们需要早点的能够去睡觉，所以我们在早上能够更早起来，能够祷告读经。
I remember when my daughter was teaching in elementary school.
我记得我女儿还在教小学的时候。
And she was still living at home at the time.
那个时候她还是跟我们住在家里。
And she would get up very early in the morning.
那她就会早上很早起来。
And I would see her because she would leave the bathroom door open. She was curling her hair.
那她虽然在厕所里面，但是我可以看到她是在卷她的头发。
And she had the Bible open on the sink in front of her, reading the Bible at the same time.
那在同时，她也打开了圣经，在那个时候也在读圣经。
My first thought was, I wish I had hair like that.
我第一个想法就是说，我真的很盼望我有像他一样那么多的头发。
My second thought was, I wish I had the discipline to read the Bible like that, like she does so early in the morning.
那第二我就想到我很盼望像有她那样每一天早上都能够读经的习惯。
It takes discipline.
那真的是需要有一些有一些毅力。
It takes self-sacrifice.
我们要有一些自我的牺牲。
The point is, it is no sacrifice should be too great.
但是没有我们的牺牲没有一样是会太多牺牲。
If our relationship with God is as important to us as we would have others believe,
如果我们感觉我们对神跟主耶稣的关系对我们来讲是很重要，就像我们要跟别人的表现，感觉这些是很重要的。
Then nothing should hinder that relationship.
那么没有任何一件事情会应该没有办法来阻止我们来做我们跟神之间的关系。
Now the second step is that we are to run with perseverance.
那第二个就是我们要有耐心，要持续。
We are to be consistent.
我们需要持续很有恒心。
Athletes who make it to the Olympics get there because they persevere.
这些运动员能够到奥林运动会，因为他们持续有恒心。
They work through all the injuries and all the pain.
他们会经过所有的他们受伤的时候，还是他们疼痛的时候，他们还是持续下去。
They keep persevering so they can master the technique.
他们一直忍耐持续下去，一直等到他们都学会了所有应该学的。
And they discipline themselves to practice, and they fight through even those times when they don't feel like practicing.
那他们也很有跟着他们自己所的纪律，他们继续的，不管他们不想去运动的时候，还是不想练习的时候，他们还是继续的练习。
This is what makes an Olympic athlete.
这个就是为什么他们能够成为奥林运动会里面的一个运动员。
There are times in our Christian life when we must keep going even though we don't see the results.
有时候在我们身为一个基督徒，虽然有时候很不愿意做一些事情，我们还是要持续下去。
There are times when we will feel like quitting.
有时候我们不想做了。
I often get asked the question, Deacon Soga, how have you managed to stay in the True Jesus Church as long as you have?
很多人问我说 ,Soga, 只是你为什么能够留在真耶稣教会这么久？
And so many Caucasians and Hispanics and African Americans are leaving the church.
因为有很多像白人还是其他西班牙裔的，他们来教会之后一段时间后就离开了。
Is it because you're afraid of your wife?
是因为你怕你太太吗？
Well, maybe a little bit.
其实有一点点。
But not really. Mostly it's becauseMy faith is not built in man. My faith is built in God.
但其实不是，因为我的信心不是建立在人身上，而是建立在神身上。
I know God is in this church.
我知道神是在这个教会。
He has worked so much in my family.
他在我的家庭里面有好多的工作。
I have experienced him so many times.
我有自己亲身体会到他好多次。
Yes, if my faith was built in the brothers and sisters or the ministers, I might have left a long time ago.
如果真的我的信仰是建立在弟兄姐妹还是有一些的圣职人员身上，很多很多时候还是很久以前我就会离开了。
But my faith is in God.
但是我的信仰是建立在神身上。
There are times we feel like quitting.
有时候我真的不想继续了。
But we have to keep going, persevere.
但是我们要持续下去，要有
We have to be determined.
我们需要有决心。
Do not let the wind and the waves distract us.
不要让那些风浪来影响我们。
And stay focused on Jesus Christ.
我们需要把我们的注意力放在耶稣身上。
Which leads us to our third step.
那再来就是第三个步骤。
Says we are to fix our eyes upon Jesus.
就是要来仰望主耶稣。
This is the how of the perseverance.
这个就是我们要怎么样的存心有忍耐的心。
For those who may have gone through or know how natural childbirth works.
那些我们有经验过就是自然生产的人。
You know that when the mother is going through the natural childbirth and through the labor that they're told to find a focus point.
我们知道当这些母亲在要在要产生他们孩子的过程人家会跟他们说你要抓住一个他你在注意力放在那一件事情上。
It might be an object, it might be a particular spot on the wall.
或许是一件东西还是一个在在墙上的一点。
Because focusing helps us block out everything but the task that is at hand.
因为我们如果专注注意力的时候其他的事情就我们就不会去就不是那么重要。
It allows us to focus all of our energy in one place.
我们能够把我们所有的力量精神都集中在一个地方。
And for the Christian, we are to focus on Christ.
那属于一个基督徒我们应该把注意力放在耶稣身上。
We are to constantly remind ourselves how he handled his enemies.
我们要提醒我们自己来认识他怎么样来面对他的敌人。
With forgiveness and love.
是用爱心和饶恕。
How he related to the lost and to the hurting.
然后主耶稣如何的亲近那些需要关心的那些人。
With heartfelt love.
他是用他的里面从心里自己里面出来的爱心。
How he put the will of the Father first in his life.
那在他生命里面是如何把天父放在第一位。
Out of his love for his Father and for us.
就是因为他爱他的天父，爱天父和爱我们。
But we must also focus on the facts.
但是我们也要认清楚我们的现实。
That he loves us.
还是事实，就是神主耶稣爱我们。
That he died for us.
那他为我们死了。
He rose again on the third day, opening the door of eternal life for us.
那他第三天他复活了，为我们打开了救恩的路。
He wants the best for us.
他要给我们是最好的。
He is waiting for us.
那他在等候我们。
He is preparing for our arrival.
他在等候我们的来亲近他。
And he will take us to be where he is.
他会带我们到他那里去。
And he is coming again one day to rule this world.
那他有一天会再来，要来审判这个世界。
And if we can remember who it is that we are serving,
那我们如果能够记得我们所侍奉的是哪一位神，
what he has done for us,
那他为我们做了些什么事，
and where he is leading us,
那他要如何的带领我们，
then we discover point number three.
那我们就会发现到第三点。
And that is we pursue what we value out of joy and not out of obligation.
我们就会去注意到我们所追求的是我们所欢喜的，而不是因为是我们负担所要做的。
Did you notice the spirit in which these men pursued the objects that they purchased?
我们有注意到说这些人他们追求的那些东西，他们的精神，他们放进去的投入。
In the first parable, we were told that the man went joyfully and sold all that he had so he could buy the property.
我们注意到第一个人，他是欢欢喜喜的去变卖所有的，要为了要买那块地。
And it says that the second man went quickly and sold all that he had.
那第二个是说，他很快的、立刻的去变卖所有的，为了要买那个珠子。
There was no sense of drudgery. There was no dragging the feet.
没有感觉很痛苦，还是感觉很不愿意。
They joyfully and eagerly went and sold everything so they might obtain that object of their desire.
他们很愿意的，欢欢喜喜的，立刻的，为了就是要得着他们心中要的那一件事。
What length would you go to save the life of your child?
我们如果为了要救我们孩子的性命，我们会愿意做什么事情？
Would you donate blood?
我们会去捐血吗？
Would you donate bone marrow?
我们会捐我们自己的骨髓吗？
Would you give one of your kidneys?
还是我们愿意给他我们自己的肾吗？
Would you be willing to give your life for your child?
我们愿意为我们的孩子牺牲我们自己的生命吗？
A parent loves their child so much that they might be willing to do all of those things.
我们身为父母的，为了要爱我们的孩子，这些事情我们都愿意做。
And most parents would be willing to do those things joyfully, eagerly, and willingly.
那很多的父母也是很欢喜的，很愿意的，来做这些事情。
There is no resentment when it comes to helping our children.
不会有任何的怀疑，还是来为了就是要帮助我们的孩子。
Because we consider our children to be our greatest earthly treasure.
因为我们认为我们的孩子就是我们在世界上最珍贵、最重要的宝贝。
Don't you wonder how much better our lives would be if we simply did what God tells us to do?
我们有没有想过说，如果我们能够遵照神所要我们做的去做，我们的生命会多么有多么美好的改变吗？
You know, I was reading one time in the first miracle that Jesus performed.
还是读到主耶稣所行的第一件神迹。
And the changing of water to wine.
就是从变水，把水变成酒。
And there is something that struck me is very profound in something that Mary said.
那在玛利亚所讲的话里面我觉得很奥秘。
It's probably the shortest sermon.
想的是最短的一个证道。
But it had a very deep message.
但是有一个很深的意义。
She told the servants, whatever he says, do it.
她告诉那些仆人说，他告诉你什么，就遵着他的话去做。
It's almost like a Nike commercial. Just do it.
好像Nike 的广告，就是照着做吧。
It's so simple, but it is so true.
很简单，但是真的是很实际。
If we just did what our Lord wants us to do, our life would be just so much more simple.
如果我们照着神吩咐我们所做的去做，我们的生命就会变成很简单。
But sometimes we don't want to pay the price of the sacrifice.
但是有时候我们不愿意做那种做出牺牲的动作。
But then that would mean that we would miss out on the treasure.
那就也是代表，其实那我们就会失去那些财宝。
God offers us life beyond the grave in heaven.
神所给我们的其实是比我们的永生更宝贵。
Forgiveness from our past sins.
神原谅了我们一切过去所有的罪。
Guidance in difficult decisions.
也会带领我们在那种很难决定的时刻会带领我们。
Strength and peace in very trying times.
在我们受苦的时候会给我们力量和平安。
He offers us opportunities to be used by him to impact the lives of those around us.
他也给我们机会能够来帮助，来影响其他在我们周遭需要帮助的人。
And most of all, he offers us a real relationship with the creator of the universe.
那更重要的是他给我们有机会能够跟创造世界的那一位主能够建立起关系。
If we understand what God is offering,
如果我们了解到说神所要给我们的是什么，
If we grasp what is available to us,
我们如果了解说所赐给我们的是什么，
then we would do whatever it takes to obey the Lord.
那我们就会尽我们所有的为了要得着主耶稣。
And we would do it all willingly,eagerly and joyfully.
那我们也会很欢喜的，很愿意的来做这些事。
The treasure, the pearl, the gold before us is much more valuable.
这些宝贝这些宝藏珍惜的东西在我们面前真的是很重要。
So why do we let anything distract us from that goal?
那为什么我们要让其他的事情使我们分心呢？
I want us to pay notice to a couple of things in conclusion.
那在结论我想提出一些让大家做提醒。
First, these two men discovered their treasure differently.
那第一就是这两个人在他们找到这个宝藏的方法是不太一样的。
The first man found the treasure by surprise.
第一个找到是他很突然的出乎意料之外的找到。
You could say he kind of stumbled upon it by accident.
我们可以说他其实是无意中找到的。
But the second man was searching for the pearl.
那是第二个人是专门的在找，要找一个珠子。
And it's the same way in our relationship with Christ.
那在我们也是一样，我们跟神的关系也是一样。
Some people search for God.
有的人是很专心的找神。
They examine the facts.
啊，他们会去找资料。
They try different religions.
他们啊，尝试很多不同的宗教。
But yet other people seem to be surprised by God's grace.
但是有一些人却被神的恩典来感觉出乎意外。
Sort of like the Apostle Paul.
啊，就像保罗一样。
The salvation just kind of snuck up on him.
啊，救恩就这样子的临到他。
And all of a sudden, these people feel like someone turned on the light bulb.
啊，有些人突然间感觉好像啊灯啊在他生命里啊被点亮。
Now, I don't know what experience is closer to what has happened in your life.
啊，我不知道哪一个方法是在我们生命里面的我们所发现的。
But we need to realize that it doesn't matter how we find the treasure.
但是我们需要知道我们找到宝贝不管是我们怎么样找到宝贝。
It is that we lay hold of it once we find it.
最重要的是我们怎么样去要得着这个宝贝。
And we don't let go.
然后不要放弃。
It doesn't matter if you search for the Lord or whether you just bumped into him one day.
不管是我们找了好久还是忽然间我们找到了神。
It doesn't matter if you grew up in the church or if you grew up on the streets.
不管是我们在教会里长大还是在外面长大的。
It doesn't matter if you had a dramatic, miraculous, conversion experience or whether you just came gradually to Christ.
不管是我们因为得到神迹而来认识神，还是我们只是这样子很平寻常的来认识神。
What matters most is realizing that living in God's kingdom.
重要的是，当我们活在神国里面
，possessing eternal life.
要得到这个永生。
Walking with Jesus.
跟主耶稣一同的
行走。That is the greatest treasure we will ever find.
这个就是我们生活里面能够找到最珍贵的东西。
It is important that we understand that God calls us to make a radical commitment to Him.
我们需要了解很重要的就是神来呼召我们，为了要我们在他给他在我们生命上给他的投入。
He is really not concerned about getting more people to join our church.
他其实不是很注意说我们是否有办法带领更多人来进入他的教会。
God does not really need our help.
神不需要我们的帮助。
We need His help.
我们需要他的帮助。
He chooses who He wants to save.
他会去拯救他要救的人。
But if there were no people on earth,
但是如果世界上没有神，
God's still God.
神还是神。
He wants more people who are willing to trust and follow Him.
他愿意更多人来信靠他，来跟从他。
So He's asking to us to place our faith and our confidence and our hope in His hands.
所以他要我们能够信任他，信靠他，能够信任他所要带领我们。
He's asking us to put all of our hope for heaven in what He has done for us.
他要我们来相信他所有他。为我们所做的一切事
asking us to trust His wisdom for our day-to-day living.
要我们来信任他在我们每一天生活上他要带领我们的脚步。
Even when His ways seem different.
虽然他的道路看起来好像很不一样。
And we don't understand.
我们没有办法去了解。
We must remember God is still in control.
我们需要知道的就是神还是在掌控一切。
With all of the natural disasters that happen, especially in Japan.
在最近一些特别是在日本发生的这些事情。
People say, "Why did God allow this? Why is this happening?"
有人会说，为什么神让这些事情发生
？I don't know.
我不知道。
But maybe one day, when we're in heaven, we can ask Him.
但是有一天，当我们在天国的时候，我们就能够问他。
But I guarantee you, by that time, we won't care.
但是我可以告诉你，到那个时候，你就不会在乎这一些。
All we know, we care about right now is that God is still on His throne.
现在我们所在乎的就是神其实还在他的宝座上。
He is still in control.
他还是掌握的一切。
He is still waiting for us to commit ourselves fully to Him.
他还是等候着我们来完完全全的归向他。
To make Him our treasure.
来让他成为我们生命中最珍惜的。
Let's sing Him 380.
我们一起唱诗380首。
Before we pray, I have some prayer requests.
那么祷告之前，有一些这些代祷的事项。
We pray for the spring ESSC from May 4th to May 8th.
那么为我们的灵恩布道会在5月4号到8号祷告。
We pray that God will move the hearts of the brothers and sisters to reach out to their family and friends.
我们祈求神能够感动我们能够为我们向我们的亲戚朋友传福音。
And that the hearts of the unbelievers will be softened.
那些还没有信的人愿他们神能够感动他们的心。
We also continue to pray for the Irvine Church second phase construction.
我们也为我们第二期的建堂的工程祷告。
It's a daunting task from my understanding, and we continue to keep that in your prayers.
那所以是在我们其实是一个不简单的工程，所以我们祷告当中特别为这些事情祷告。
And we pray for Brother Alan Gao in Taiwan.
特别为高弟兄祷告。
Sister Grace Liang.
两姐妹祷告。
Sister Eileen Lee's faith and family.
为艾琳姐妹她的家庭的信仰祷告。
And Sister Song's relatives afflicted with cancer.
然后宋太太宋姐妹的亲戚为她祷告。
Our Almighty God is powerful and is listening to our prayers.
那我们的神是全能的神，他也是听我们祷告的神。
So let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
I will ring the bell after 15 minutes.
15分钟之后会摇铃。